just one festa ha'ara, one foundational ha'ara, as it relates to today's daf and yesterday's daf, and really everything that we've been learning since the beginning of the Masechta. Just a little bit of an introduction as it relates to the ha'ara. And that is, there's one kasha that in the lumdis of Yevamos underpins much of the raid. That is Rav Kiveges' kasha that we spoke at in the end of Daf Ches. The Gemara on Daf Gimel Amud Beis brought a braisa. How do you know that an erva that falls liyibum is patam and a chalitza and a yibum? How do you know that a tsaras erva that falls liyibum is patam and a chalitza and a yibum? And how do you know that a tsaras erva that falls liyibum is patam and a chalitza and a yibum? And it was all learned out from drashas. How do you know that an erva that falls liyibum is patam and a chalitza and a yibum? It says aleh in the parsha of yibum yovama yovay aleh. It says aleh by the parsha of achis isha v'isha lachoytzel loisik achlitzer legalos ervaso aleh bechayeh. And we learn from there that there's an Isser Eishasach even b'makom Yevama Yavay Aleh. How do you know Tzara's Erva? Because it says in that word, Litzra is Miloshin Tzara, and it teaches me that b'makom Aleh, b'makom Yevama Yavay Aleh, there's a halach of Tzara's Erva. How do you know Tzara's Erva? So the Gemara said, I know Tzara's Erva from the fact that the Torah didn't simply say Lotzor. It said, Litzrar, the extra rage teaches me that not only is there a halacha of a tzara serva, but there's also a halacha of a tzara serva. Fake Rabbi Kiva Eger. He says, I don't understand. Why did the Gemara, why did the Braisa need a makar to tell me that a tzara serva is potter min a chalitza min a yibam? Once I know that a tzara serva is potter min a chalitza min a yibam, then by definition, I should know that a tzara serva is also potter min a chalitza min a yibam. Why? Because if there's no yibam and chalitza by a tzara serva, that means the iser eishes ach that every single yivama has that becomes mutter because of the fact that there's a mitzvah's yibam and a mitzvah's chalitza, in the case of the tzara's erva, never became mutter. Because she never had a mitzvah of Yevama Yavay Aleh. She never had a mitzvah of Koche Yosel Ish Ashel Yivnes Beis Achiv. Right? There was no Yibam, there was no Chalitza. In the vernacular, there was no Zika to be matter the Isra Eshesach. So if that's the case, she remains an Eshesach. Sheloi B'makim Mitzvah, which is a regular erva. Like any other erva. If that's the case, even when she falls liyibum for the second time, she's an erva. If she's an erva, her tzara is a tzara's erva. So, Freik Rab Kiva Eger, once I know the halacha of tzara's erva, I know the halacha of tzara's erva. Because if a tzara's erva is potem and a chalitza and a yibum, that means she retains her iser eishasach. An eishasach is an erva. So when this eishasach, this erva now falls the yibum, her tzara is going to be a regular tzara serva. So without creating an institution called tzara serva, I would anyways know that there's something called a tzara serva. And if that's the case, Freik Rab Kiva Eger, I understand why I need a pasuk to tell me erva. Hayovah ishtari ishtari, akesha de Rab Yoina. I understand why I need a pasuk to teach me tzara serva. That's a chiddush nifla that you only have in Yevamos. But why do I need a pasuk to teach me tzara serva? L'chura, once I know the halacha of tzara serva, then by definition, I would know the halacha of tzara serva. To add to the kasha, Kiveger said that on Daf Ches we learned that there's another Shita Satanon who learned the halacha of Erva and Tzara's Erva from a different Makar. Not from the parish of Achis Isha, not from the Isha Lachos Loisikach Litzor Legalos Ervasa Alebechaya, but rather he learned it from the parish of Yibam itself. That Tana was Rebbe. And Rebbe said, it says in the Torah, Lukacha, with a mapike, the Yibma, with a mapike. It's coming to teach me the halacha of Erva and Tzara's Erva. Whatever the drash is. But Rebbe learned the halach of erva and tzara serva from the fact that it says, ulukacha loy the isha v'yibma. It's from there that I know that an erva doesn't fall a yibam. It's from there that I know that a tzara serva doesn't fall a yibam. Now Rashi, on Daf Chesam Adbei, said that Rebbe, you brought him a car that there's no yibam by an erva. You brought him a car that there's no yibam by a tzara serva. But what's in him a car that there's no yibam by a tzara serva? Zok Rashi, a svara. He said it's pasha. Once I know that there's no Yibam by Yitzara Sarva, I don't need a Makar to tell me that there's no Yibam by Yitzara Sarah Sarva. Because every Tzara Sarah Sarva is a Tzara Sarva. If the Tzara Sarva has no Yibam v'chalitza, if there's no Zika, there was nothing that was ever matter the Eshesach. If that's the case, she's an Eshesach in the Nefila Shnia, an Eshesach is Dachan Erva. If that's the case, she's a Pater Tzara, just like an Achazi, she's a Pater Tzara. So Rashi already said that the reason that according to Rebbe, there is no Makar to Tzara Sara Serva. And the reason is Val Ichtaf Nishabana Makar Tzara Sara Serva. So Freit Reb Kiva Eger, just like Rashi said, that according to Rebbe, you don't need a Makar to Tzara Sara Serva. Because once I know Tzara Serva, every Tzara Sara Serva is Docha Tzara Serva. So why the Braisa on Daf Gimel Amibreis, the Braisa of Litzra, why does it need a Makar to teach me that Loch of Tzara Sara Serva? L'chayre, every Tzara Sara Serva is really a Tzaras Erva. That's Reb Kivega's Kasha. And Reb Kivega blives Tzarechi. So there's one thing, before we even start, that we need to be makdim. And that is, we just learned the Gemara in Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. With the Gemara seemed, at first glance, to mamish ask Reb Kivega's Kasha. Right? The Gemara said, very, very short Gemara. A Gemara that gets lost in the shuffle a little bit. The Gemara said, Ketzad Poitzer Tzareseyim V'chulu. And Rashi says, what does it mean, Ketzad Poitzer Tzareseyim? How do you know? And the Gemara says, Minani Mili. How do you know that? So Rashi says, what does it mean, Minani Mili? How do you know that Tzaras Sarasa Petura? Gemara asks, how do you know Tzaras Saras Pata? I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, Amakra the Pasuk says, Litzra. Hatayra Ripsa Tzaras Harbe. Learned that from Litzra. In other words, the Brisa, Naf Gimel Amud Beis. Ravashi, Yama Ravashi said, Svari, it's a Svara. Tzara, my time Asira. Why is a Tzara Serva also the B'makam Erevakayma? Because she's a Tzara Serva. No, Tzara Sarah Nabi B'makam Erevakayma. Every Tzara Sarah is really a Tzara Serva. So you have to wait until Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph to find out that Ravashi asked Rav Kivega's Kasha? Is that true? Now, if Ravashi is saying Rav Kivega's Svara, it's not the end of the world. Because Rav Kivega's still asking a Kasha. He's asking that Ravashi is so poshit that why is it Ravashi and Rav Yehuda? And why do we not become acquainted with Ravashi until the end of the sugya and Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph? It doesn't completely knock out Rav Kivega's Kasha. Oh, but the G'dayvei Rosh Yeshivas, all time that Ki'ish Echad B'Lev Echad, as he cannot sign that Rav Kivega's Kasha is Ravashi's Svara. You know why? Because Rav Kivega didn't quote Ravashi. If Rav Kivega's Kasha was Ravashi, he would have quoted Ravashi. What Rav Kivega quote? Rashi, not Ravashi. Rashi on Daf Ches Amud Beis. He said that Rashi already spoke out my svara when Rashi was being Masber Rebbe. Rav Kivega said, I'm not being Mechadosh a svara. I'm just telling you what Rashi already spoke out when he was being Masber Shitas Rebbe. L'chay Rav Kivega vol kedav zogen asach besser. Rav Kivega vol kedav zogen it's Shitas Ravashi. And if that's the case, what's Pshat in Rav Yehuda? What's Pshat in this? What's Pshat in that? There's all Bekasha. Of if Rabbi Kiva Eger, where every single word of Rabbi Kiva Eger is gold, if he didn't quote Rav Ashi, that means Rabbi Kiva Eger never had a havamina to say Rav Ashi's svar. And the emes is, if you think about it, it's not what Rav Ashi is saying. Because Rav Ashi says what? It's so subtle. Of it's gewaldig. Rav Ashi said svarahi. It's a svarah. Rabbi Kiva Eger is not asking a kasha from svarah. Rav Kivega is saying to the Zalbazach, "Is that svara? What's a svara?" Right? The Gemara sometimes will say, "Lamali kra svaruhu." Why do I need a pasuk to tell me? Hamoitze mechaveri olav araya. It's a svara. Hamoitze mechaveri olav araya. Right? Why do I need a pasuk to tell me that you're supposed to make a bracha before you eat? That's a svara that you make a bracha before you eat. A svara is leichazach. A svara means I'm saying a svara. What's a svara? You start throwing your thumbs all over the place. You have a hakira. You start spitting. Right? That's a svara. That's what a svara is. It's not a svara. It's he. It's the Zalbazach. I don't need a svara. A svara is another step. It's punk, not a pasuk. It's not a drash. It's a svara. It's not svarahi. Rav Kivega held that svara sounds like it's another shlav. It's not another shlav. Rav Kivega is saying that if I know tzara serva, then I know tzara tzara serva. Not me svara. Because there's no, it is a tzara serva. Does the Gemara need to speak out every example of Tzaras Erva? No, of course not. Because once I know Tzaras Erva, Tein L'chachem V'yach Gamayit. You have a case of a Tzaras Erva, B'seidi, you're done. That's your case of Tzaras Erva. If a Tzaras Erva is really a Tzaras Erva, then I don't need a Gemara, Mitasvara, to tell me why Tzaras Erva is awesome. Tzaras Erva is awesome because it's Tzaras Erva. It's the same thing. It's not another step. Regardless, it's muchach from Rav Kiva Eger that Rav Kiva Eger was not saying Rav Ashi's svara, because he never made mention of Rav Ashi's svara. Why not? So that's already the income of Kaimelach. But let's go back to Rav Kiva Eger's cash. Fake Rav Kiva Eger. Why do I need litzra? Why do I need the extra reish to tell me that it's saras erev is aser? L'chayr, once I know that it's saras erev is aser, memela I know that it's saras erev is aser, and not even me svara. L'shoyne hazav shall gedoy le'achroinim. So the zelbazach. And if that's the case, I don't need a pasuk like Rav Yehuda said. I don't need a svara like Rav Ashi said. L'chayr, every single tzara serva is a tzara serva. So there's many mahalchim to answer this kasha, but there's one predominant mahalch, and this mahalch requires a tiny bit of an introduction. That is Tosfos on Daf Yudam and Aleph. It's a long Tosfos. Asks a bomba kasha. The Mishnah mentioned Chamesh Esrei Noshim, Poitros Tzoreseim, Vitzoreis Tzoreseim, and Achalitzim Ra'ivim. The Mishnah listed all 15 Arayis that have the ability to pat the Tzor. The Gemara brought different Amoiroim that tried finding a 16th Erva. Amalei Levi L'Rebbe. Levi told Rebbe, L'chayr, I have a 16th Erva. Imay Anus HaSavim, how come it wasn't mentioned in the Mishnah? Rebbe didn't like the question, not even a little bit. He said, K'meduma Ani She'en Lo'im Moyach B'Kakadah. But either way, Rebbe said, Imay Anus HaSaviv is definitely not an erva that belongs in the Mishnah. Rish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan. He told him, I have a 16th erva that I believe could have mentioned in the Mishnah. Hachaylitz liyavimtai, v'chaza v'kitcha, umeis b'leibonim, based on the loisasei of kimen shalaybonish, of v'yivna, and Rabbi Yochanan told Rish Lakish whatever he told Rish Lakish. Tosfos, on Daf Yudam and Aleph says that I have another case. I have a 16th. Not Levi's, not Rish Lakish's. I have a 16th. And this is a real Yavamis case. The case is, what would happen if a man was married, he gave his wife a get. He gave his, gave his wife a get ala tanai. It was not on the condition. The condition was, haret megureshes, you're divorced, al tanai that you don't marry plainly. You don't marry a certain person. You marry this person, then I'm pulling back the get. It's going to come out with my freya, you're an eshes ish. It's not a get. The get will not be cham. Now, to machlokes tanoim, in the end of Masechtas Git, in a Berak HaMegarish, whether a man could give a get like this or not. Believe it or not, there are shittas that hold. It is a kosher a get. Frey Tosfos, what would be if somebody divorced his wife? And he said, Harat Migureshes al menas shalitin nasi le'ish ploini. On the condition that you don't marry Ploini. And then she went ahead and she married Ploini's brother. And then Ploini's brother died, left over no children. She fell a yibum. To who? To the man that she's not allowed to marry. The man that if she marries, it's going to be Igloi Milsal, I'm afraid, that the get is out. And as a result, she's now going to be an Eishas Ish. So what's the halacha? Could he do yibum or could he not do yibum? Zok Tosfos, Pashut, he can't do yibum. She's an Eishas Ish. Not just that, no chalitza either. Why? Well, she's an Eishas Ish. Aleh, aleh. Eishas Ish is an erva, and as a result, there'd be no yibum, no chalitza. Zok Tosfos, if there was another wife, if Reuven, when he died, left over a tzara, the tzara would be a tzara serva. So if that's the case, Freik Tosfos, for listening to Zayin, I have a 16th erva that could have been mentioned in the Mishnah. What's the erva? Eishas Ish. Eishas Ish, how can Eishas Ish fall of Yibum? Yibum means the man died, she's an almana, by definition. How is it possible? Tosfos came up with a festa academic example of how it's possible that an Eishas Ish could fall of Yibum. And if that's the case, an Eishas Ish is an erva, it's part of the hekish of all the arayas, it's luchari iskish lachis isha, and if that's the case, it's chupatir atzara, azoyfrey Tosfos akasha. So Tosfos has a whole arichos, and what comes out from Tosfos arichos is that me'ezatam, ayin sham, Eishas Ish would not have the ability to pater a tzar. And it's for that reason, says Tosfos, it wasn't mentioned in the Mishnah. Because it's true, this woman herself, the quote-unquote Eishas Ish, will be potem in a yibum and will be potem in a chalitza. But at the same time, her tzara will not be potem in a yibum and chalitza, and that's why it wasn't mentioned in the Mishnah. In other words, what emerges from Tosfos, this is what we need, is that there's a hecha timtza, where you can have a woman who's going to fall a yibum, she's going to be an erva, so that she herself will be patim in a yibum and a chalitza. However, if there was a tzara, the tzara won't be a tzara's erva. How's that possible? It's almost impossible to find such a case, because it's keneged the most important sugi in the whole masachta. Chamesh esrei noshim poitros tzoreis seim. The teretz is this case, where the man was married to a woman that if she would marry his brother, would knock out the marriage. He died. She fell now as a Yavama. She's an Eishes Ish to the Yavam. And like Tosa speaks out on Daf Yud, this Erev, for whatever reason, doesn't have the ability to pater the Tzar. So she's an Erev, she's pater min HaYibam min HaChalitza. But as it relates to the Erev is not going to be pater min HaChalitza or min HaYibam. Rabbarch Ber, in Birch Shmuel, Simon Beis, right here, Masechtas Yavamis, says that his Lashon is that Vihine umikfar hayomim. There were many, many men. It's already Shengelein a long time that Shalti P Moir V'Rabbi Ktoish Yisrael Zeichet Tzadik V'Kadosh L'Vracha. Reb Chaim, he said he once asked Reb Chaim the following question. He said it comes out from Tosfos that this Eishes Ish that falls to Yibum is going to be Potem and Yibum and a Chalitza, but her Tzara is not going to be Potem and Yibum Chalitza. Why? Like Tosfos says, because Eishes Ish doesn't have the ability to Potem Tzara, and that's why Eishes Ish wasn't mentioned in the Mishnah. Over Rabbi Chaver asked Reb Chaim, I hear Tosfos Lamedes, but I don't understand Tosfos Halacha. At the end of the day, if this woman, when she falls the Yibum, doesn't have a mitzvah Yibum, because she's an Eishes Ish, that means there's no Zika. If there's no Zika, there's nothing being matter her Eishes Ach. If there's nothing being matter her Eishes Ach, Freik Rabaruch Ber, then the Tzara should weiter be a Tzara Serva. Not a Tzara Eishes Ish, that Tosha said is not considered a Tzara Serva. Oh, but Tzara Eishes Ach, Shaloi B'maka Mitzvah. And Eishes Ach Shaloi B'maka Mitzvah, we know, has the ability to pater a Tzara. Eishes Ach Me'imai, Eishes Ach Shaloi Hayobai Lamai. So Freik Rabaruch Ber says, the Umikvar Hayomim Sha'alti. He says, Achar Langet Zeit Zirik Habich Gefreik Rab Chaim. He said, I never understood this Tosfos. He says, Tosfos says over here that the Tzara of the Eishes Ish is going to be a woman that you could do Yibum. She's not going to be a Tzara Zerva. Tosfos was saying, give me Tzad the Erva of Eishes Ish. Oh, but Tosfos is saying it Lamaisa. Halacha Lamaisa. Halacha Lamaisa can't be true. Because even if she's not a Tzara Zerva, Mitzad the Erva of Eishes Ish, oh, but Freik Rab Baruch Be, she should be a Tzara Zerva, Mitzad the Erva of Eishes Ach. So Baruch Be said, the Reb Chaim told me a Yisoy that's known in Yeshiva as, quote, Eishes Ach de Memela. Reb Chaim told me that this Eishes Ach doesn't have the ability to pater a Tzara. And the reason is, because the only time an Erva has the ability to pater a Tzara is if the reason there's no Yibum and Chalitza is because the woman's an Erva. So you have a woman, right now that falls the Yibum. There should be a mitzvah Yivam HaYavayala. She's an Erva. That's why there's no Yivam HaYavayala. What kind of Erva? Any one of the 15 arayas that I mentioned in the Mishnah. Achoy, Zisho, Bitoy, Bas, Bitoy, Bas, Fono, Chamoyse, Emchamoyse, Emchamob, whatever the Erva was. Then there's a halacha that if the Erva is the Siba, why there's no Yibum, that Erva also patters the Tzar. That's the drosha of Tzara's Erva. But what happens if a woman falls the Yibum, and the reason there's no Yibum is not because she's an Erva. The reason there's no Yibum is for some Dovrit study. It just so happens that because of the fact that there's no Yibum, the Memela, she has the Isser Eishes Ach. Because that Isser Eishes Ach that ordinarily would shaft the Yibum, would be the Siba for the Yibum, would be Mutter B'Makim Yibum, now all of a sudden, because there's some external reason that's saying there's no Yibum, suddenly has nothing to be matter it. So b'memeglo, you're left with an Eishes Ach. That Eishes Ach doesn't have the ability to pater the Tzara. So Reb Chaim told Reb Baruch Ber that being that the Eishes Ish is not able to pater the Tzara, what do you want? That being that the Eishes Ish never got the Heter Yibum, so now she should be an Eishes Ach Shaloi B'Makom Mitzvah, and let the Eishes Ach pater the Tzara. The Eishes Ach is Eishes Ach the Memelo. The Eishes Ach is not the Siba for why there's no Yibum. The Eishes Ach is just here B'Memelo as a result of the fact that there's no Yibum. And that type of Eishes Ach, that type of Erev, doesn't have the ability to pater the Tzara. And that's what Reb Chaim told Reb Baruch Ber, that it's for that reason Tosfos said that in the case of the Balas Tanai, that's what it's known as, the sugi of the Balas Tanai. But in the case of the Balas Tanai, the Tzara is going to be Mutter. Even if she's not a Tzara's Erva Mitzad, the Erva of Eishes Ish, shouldn't she be considered a Tzara's Erva Mitzad, the Erva of Eishes Ach? The Teretz is that the Eishes Ach doesn't have the ability to pater a Tzara, and the reason is because it's an Eishes Ach, the Memeil. One of the important cases of Yevamis, where there's no Yibam and Chalitza, is Chai Ve'Lavin and Chai Ve'Lavin Ve'Asin. So we've seen it a little bit, but you know, we just touched it. Really, it's a sugya coming up. It's a sugya on Daf Chaf. The halach is that a Chai Ve'Lavin that falls in the Yibam is Chai Letzes V'Loi Mesiyah Be'emes. A Chai Ve'Lavin Ve'Asin that falls in the Yibam is also Chai Letzes V'Loi Mesiyah Be'emes. Tomorrow asks Akasha, Chai Ve'Lavin, why Chai Letzes V'Loi Mesiyah Be'emes? Why don't you say, Asei Doi Chaloi Sasei? And the Gemara said, you're right. Zera beer is shayna ato b'yishnei. But at the end of the day, a chayvi lavin is chayletzes v'loim esev emes. Chayvi lavin v'esen is even more poshut. Why it's chayletzes v'loim esev emes? There's no aseid eicholoyis aseid when it comes to a chayvi lavin v'esen, and therefore the halach is chayletzes v'loim esev emes. In fact, the Gemara says there's an afkamino between a chayvi lavin and a chayvi lavin v'esen. Chayvi lavin is chayletzes v'loim esev emes. B'diyevet, if the yavam does yibum, the halach is the yibum tzchal. In ba'alu kanu, chayvi lavin v'esen. There's no yibum. It's chayletzes v'loim esev emes. And b'diyevet, if he does a yibum, it's not going to be chal. In balu loikanu. The Mishnah Lamelech, cleared a chakira. His chakira was a chayvi lavin v'esen, where there's no yibum. Now is there no yibum? In balu loikanu. Even b'diyevet, there's no yibum. Is, let's say the yavam was balel. Is he over the isra shesach, or is he not over the isra shesach? This was the Mishnah Lamelech's chakir. Would he be over the Isra or would he not be over the Isra? Do you say that at the end of the day she fell a Yibum? V'haraya, she needs Chalitza. So maybe the fact that she needs Chalitza, the quote-unquote Zikas Chalitza, is enough to say that there's going to be no Isra Eshazach, or at the end of the day there's no Heter Yibum. So if there's no Heter Yibum, maybe there will be an Isra Eshazach. This was the Mishnah Lamelech's chakir. So Rav Shloim Mahayman, in Chedusha Rav Shloim, in Simon Aleph, so he says that he saw a kasha, that somebody asked, that according to the Mishnah Lamelech Tzad, that every chayvi lavin ve'esin, being that there's no heter yibum, so there's going to be an isra ishazach, the heter ishazach of every yibum comes as a result of the fact that there's a mitzvah yibum. Or at the very least, as a result of the fact that b'di'evet the yibum is a yibum. But chayvi lavin ve'esin, where there's no mitzvah yibum. Not just that in balu loikonu. The halacha is that maybe there's an isra ishazach. So Shloim Haiman said, I saw Shaila. If that's the case, every tzaras chayvi lavin ve'esin should be a tzaras erva. Should be a tzaras erva. Shloim b'mok a mitzvah. Because if there's an isra ishazach, so it comes out, she's an Eshazach. If she's an Eshazach, so the Tzoras, Chayvi Lavin V'esen, is the Chatzoras Eshazach. So if she's a Tzoras Eshazach, so why is there no halacha related to a Tzoras, Chayvi Lavin V'esen? No one ever heard of a din regarding a Tzoras, Chayvi Lavin V'esen. She's Mutter. Why is she Mutter? She's a Tzoras Erva. Which Erva? Eshazach. Where's the Eshazach? Because if there's no Heti Yibum, that means that was one sign of Mishnah Melech that there's going to be an Isra Eshazach. So let the Eshazach, Pat the Tzora. Zogin Dachroinim. It's an Eshazach to Memelo. It's true there's an Eshazach. Oh, but the reason there's no Yibum is not because of the Eshazach. The reason there's no Yibum is because she's an Amon of the Kain Gadol. Because there's a Chayvi Lavin V'esen. Because of the fact that there's no Yibum, b'Memelo, there's an Isra Eshazach. That Eshazach doesn't, Reb Chaim's Yisoid. That Eshazach doesn't have the ability to pater the Tzara. This is the basic halacha of Eshazach to Memelo. So before we take it to the next step, we just have to speak out one thing. And that is, there's one, at first glance, tremendous ha'ara on Eshazach de Memela. And that is a Gemara that we learned yesterday. The Gemara related to the Tzaras Islandus. An Islandus, the halacha is, machloikis amayra'in, but Rav Asi said that an Islandus, just like she's potter from Yibam Mechalitza, that's not a machloikis amayra'in, that everybody agrees, b'hoya b'chara ashatele prat la Islandus, the halacha is that her Tzara is going to be Yasser as well. And Rashi says, why would her Tzara be Yasser? The reason is because being that the Islandus is mufka from Yibam, so it comes out she never had the Heter Eshazach. So if she never had the Heter Eshazach, so it comes out her Tzara is going to end up being a Tzara's Islandus, it's going to end up being a Tzara's Eshazach Shloi B'Mokim Mitzvah, which is a Tzara's Erva. So Lachura, what do you mean? That's an Eshazach de Memela 101. What's the difference between the Tzara's Eshazach Shloi B'Mokim Mitzvah of Tzara's Islandus versus the Tzara's Balas Tanai of Reb Chaim Toisus Yuvamas Daf Yudam and Aleph, or the Tzara's Chayvi Lavin V'Esen, Reb Shloim Haiman's Kasha that he saw, he found in a Sefer on the side of the Mishnah Melech, that every Chayvi Lavin V'Esen has an Eshazach. If the word is that the only time an Erva has the ability to pater a Tzara is when the Erva is the Siba that there's no Yibum, but the Eshazach, which is the Erva that the Torah was matter in Yibum, that Eshazach doesn't have the ability to pater a Tzara, so Maishna Tzara's Islandus. Why would Tzara's Islandus be any different? So that means there's a lot to talk about. Again, we're scratching the surface here. There's a lot to talk about. But just kedai to speak out one dover poshet adam oy. And that is from the Sefer Imre Moshe. The Imre Moshe was a Talmud Luvik of Reb Chaim. And the Imre Moshe in Simen Zayin, he starts off the Simen with Reb Chaim's Yisoid. Just listen to the first line. Kvar mefursim b'shem moiri v'rabi agoyin Reb Chaim Zatzal. The Yisoid of Eshazach de Memela. And he has a whole Simen where he talks about Eshazach de Memela. And in Siv Kotten Gimel, he asks this kasha, the Chayr Kasha, I Eishes Ach Minafila Rishoyna, Eina Poiteres Sarasa. So what's Pshat in the Mandama that holds? Saras Island is Petura. Al Karchach Mishum Eshazach Poiteres Sarasa. So if that's the case, how does it still with Reb Chaim Zisoyd of Eshazach to Memel? So the Memoiches has a very posh to Mahalach. He says that Yesh Loimah, the Emesis in the Gemara, it's Mavur, it was a Machlikas Amiran, where the Tsaras Island is Asura, Tsaras Island is Muteres. Rava said that Tsaras Island is Muteres. So he says, Yesh Loimah, Rava Taka held Tsaras Island is Muteres precisely because Eshazach to Memel. We pask in Tsaras Island is Muteres, not like Ravasi, like Rava. So the Fia Emes, it's true, it works Eshazach to Memel. Ravasi, the Rav Moshe, who was a Talmud Muviger Reb Chaim, he held it's very hard to shtim Ravasi's Tzaras Island as Asura with Reb Chaim's Yusoy. Abi Ki Yedua, the Achrayim and all the Rashivas have Mahalchim, but the bottom line is, it's a posh to Mahalach posh in case we can't go weiter without addressing Tzaras Islands. That's the terrorist of Tzaras Islands. And just to be clear, Tzaras Soita is not Shver, right? Why is Tzaras Soita not a Ishasach to Memelo? Because then the Soita is the Erva. She is the Erva. Tumak Sibakarai. Tzaras Machzik Rushasai. The Machzik Rushasai is the Erva. So you have to work through all the cases. But the one glaring one is going to be Tzaras Islandus. Islandus is not an erva; it's an Eishasach Shalai B'Makam Mitzvah. So I hear the easy way out, and again, it's from the Talmud Muvik, the grace of Talmud of Reb Chaim, Dimrei Moshe, is an Enochinami, Ravasi Takedin hold of Eishasach to Memelo. The whole Eishasach to Memelo is all in Rava, who argued with Ravasi, who held that Tzaras Islandus is Muteres. But here's the bottom line. The bottom line is we have Reb Chaim's Yisoid, Reb Chaim's Yisoid of Eishasach to Memelo. This is Ogin Dachroinim. It's Ogin Dachroinim. It's Lefize Yeshloimar, a Yishuv Hagun. The Nochoin, the Kushis Reb Kiveger. Kiveger asked the Kasha, that why do I need Litzra to teach me Tzara Sara? Why do I need Rav Ashi Svara on Daf Yom Gimel Amud Aleph to teach me the Halacha of Tzara Sara? L'chayre, every Tzara Sara is a Tzara Serva. Why is she a Tzara Serva? Because the Tzara Serva is doch an Ishas Achshaloi B'Makam Mitzvah. And if the Tzara Serva is an Ishas Achshaloi B'Makam Mitzvah, so the Tzara Tzara is the Chatzara's Erva. She's a Tzara of the Tzara's Erva. Meaning, if the Tzara's Erva doesn't have a Heter Yibum, then her Tzara can't even have a Heter B'Makam Yibum. Because once the Tzara's Erva doesn't have a Heter B'Makam Yibum, she has an Nisrei Shazach. And if she has an Nisrei Shazach, so by definition, her Tzara is going to end up being a Tzara's Erva. The Teretz is, it's an Eshazach to Memela. Because really, the Tzara's Erva would have a Heter Yibum mitzad the Isra'e Shesach. It's just because she's a Tzara's Erva that she can have the Heter Yibum. So now that there's no Heter Yibum, you want to use the Eshesach that comes about by Memela and let that pater a Tzara? Al zeh nemar Eshesach the Memela. And it's for that reason, say the Achroinim, that L'chayra Miken Zogin, Reb Chaim's Yisoid, Miyashiv Tzayin, Reb Kivegas Kasha. But the emes is, it's not Pashat at all. It's not Pashat at all. This is going to take us just one step deeper in terms of getting into the lumdus a little bit, and we're going to stop it here. But just one little more. Atefach Echer. And that is, what was Reb Kiveges Kasha? Kiveges Kasha was, why do I need a Pashat for Tzara Tzara? Typically, every Tzara Tzara is really a Tzara Tzara. So let's just visualize again the case of a Tzara Tzara, because it's very, very important, and certainly important understanding this nuance in lumdus. A Tzara Tzara is where there was Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven was married to two wives. One of them was a Tzara, one of them was an Ervet to Shimon, and the other one was not an Ervet to Shimon. Reuven died, he left over no children. Shimon and Levi now have a mitzvah of Yibum. Shimon can't do Yibum because one of Reuven's wives was an Erva, the other wife is then a Tzara's Erva. As a result, he has no mitzvah of Yibum. Levi, however, is allowed to Yibum. Shimon's Erva Tzara Serva only affects Shimon. It doesn't affect the other, but it doesn't affect Levi. So Levi went ahead and Levi did Yibum. He could have done Yibum with the Erva. He could have done it with the Tzara Serva. He chose to do it with the Tzara Serva. So Levi's now married to the original Tzara Serva. Levi had another wife. Levi died. He had no children. So that Levi's two wives now fall the Yibum to Shimon. The one wife is the wife that was a Tzara Serva from Reuven. And then the other wife was just Levi's wife. Al zeh nemar, that Shimon can't do Yibum and doesn't even have an obligation to do Chalitza with the Tzara's Erva. Not just that, also with the other wife, because she's the Tzara of the Tzara's Erva. Tzara's Erva. Now, we spoke out, when we spoke of Kivegas Kashna, that really, it's a little bit of a chiddush, this whole idea of Tzara's Erva. The reason it's a little bit of a chiddush is because the Tzara's Erva was a Tzara's Erva in the Nefila Rishayna, when Reuven died. But now, when Levi died, she's not a Tzara's Erva anymore. Tzara's Erva, that was back then. What Shaykh is. Now she's still a Tzara's Erva. the Tzara Zareva. Where's she a Tzara Zareva? Reuven was married to Shimon Zareva and to this woman that made her into a Tzara Zareva. But Levi was never married to the Areva. So why does she retain her status of Tzara Zareva? The terrace is because it's halacha called Nesra. The Gemara says that once the Yavama is Asa for Shah Achas Nesra Iwamas, she becomes Asa forever. So really, right now, Levi is married to the woman that was the Tzaras Erva to Shimon. And even though she's not a Tzaras Erva anymore, but still she's Asr to Shimon because she was a Tzaras Erva in the Nefila Rishayna. And she then became Asr. There was no Hetter for Eshesach. And once she's Asr Shoachas, she's Nesra Olamnes. So she still carries with her that Isr Eshesach. And it's for that reason now, in the Nefila Shniyah, there's mokim to say that the other wife is a tzaras erva. If there was no halach of Nesra, then we're not having this conversation. Because you would say, okay, in the Nefila Rishayna, but that's bygones. The Teretz is Nesra. Once she became Aser in the Nefila Rishayna, so now in the Nefila Shniyah, she carries with her this Iser. And being that she carries with her this Iser, it's for that reason, her tzara is going to be a tzara. So let me ask you a question. Kivei get a kasha. Why do I need a pasuk of tzaras? Tzaras erva, throwing in a tzar. Why do I need a pasuk for tzaras erva? Typically, that every tzaras erva is really a tzaras erva. Was Reb Kiva Eger's kasha that the tzaras erva should be a tzaras erva machmas the iser eishes ach of the nefila shniya? Or was Reb Kiva Eger's kasha that the tzaras erva should be a tzaras erva machmas the isereshes ach of the neftila rishayna? L'chayra, Reb Kiva Eger's kasha was that even if you want to tell me that you can't dan the tzaras erva as a tzaras erva machmas the eshes ach in the neftila shniya, but still she's going to be a tzaras erva machmas the Isereshes Ach of the Nefila Rishayna. And if that's the case, it's Poshet she should be considered a Tzaras Erva, and Eshes Ach the Memela is not going to help me. What's Eshes Ach the Memela? Eshes Ach the Memela means Levi just died. Okay, left over two Yavamas. One Yavama is the original Tzaras Erva, and the other Yavama is just the Yavama. L'chayra, the original Tzaras Erva, should have had a Heter Yibam. She doesn't have a Heter Yibam because she's a Tzaras Erva. If that's the case, it triggers an Eish Hazach. If it triggers an Eish Hazach, let the Eish Hazach pater. That Kasha, the Teretz is Poshet. That Kasha is, it's Eish Hazach the Memela. The Isner Eish Hazach Yibam is really Mater. You want to tell me because Yibam can't be Mater it, so therefore that Eish Hazach should pater the Tzara? I'll say Nemar. It's regarding that. We say Eish Hazach the Memela. Thus is Reb Chaim's Yisoid. That was never of Kivega's Kasha. Kvega knew Reb Chaim's Yisoid. He knew Pshat and Tois for Staf Yod. He knew the Teretz that the Kasha of Shlomo Hyman brings. He knew all the raid that comes from Eishes Achta Memela. Kvega was asking something else. Kvega was asking that being that this woman was also Eishes Ruvein, and Eishes Ruvein is Oichet Eishes Achiv Shal Shimon, and when she was Eishes Ruvein, there was never a Heter to do Yibam V'chalitza, and there's a halacha called Nesra, so she maintains her halacha of being an Eishes Ach of Ruvein. The Eishes Ach of Ruvein is not an Eishes Ach to Memela. The Eishes Ach of Levi is Eishes Ach to Memela. Oh, but the Eishes Ach of Ruvein is not Eishes Ach to Memela. What's Eishes Ach to Memela? The Eishes Ach that this Yibam could be Mater can't pater a Tzara. Kvega knows that. He doesn't want that Eishes Ach to pater the Tzara. Where Kvega's taina is, let the Eishes Ach of Reuven pater the Tzara. That Eishes Ach of Reuven, this Yibam can't be Mater. When Levi dies, Levi's Misa is Mater, Levi's Eishes Ach. But it can't be Mater, Reuven's Eishes Ach. And this Yavama had an Afila Rishayna. That's how she became a Tzara Serva. And in the Afila Rishayna, she never had a Heter Eishes Ach. And it's Nesra Olama, so she's walking around with this Isra Eishes Ach. So when this woman falls the Yibam right now to Shimon, she's an Eishes Ach times two. She's an Eishes Ach mitzad the Eishes Reuven, she's an Eishes Ach mitzad Eishes Levi. Now you can tell me, who cares? Why does that matter? You know why it matters? Because Eishes Ach of Levi is Eishes Ach to Memela. That can't pater a Tzara. Aber Eishasach of Ruvain is nit Eishasach de Memela. And that Eishasach would be able to pat the Tzara. So if that's the case, Zog Rav Shmuel Yankiv and Zoy Sli Yankiv and Zog and Andre Gedoyli Achroinim, that it's poshit why Rav Kiv Eger didn't simply say Eishasach de Memela. Rav Kiv Eger knew the Yisoyed of Eishasach de Memela. But Rav Kiv Eger held Eishasach de Memela is only going to help me for the current Eishasach. The Eishasach that this Yibum is supposed to be matter, which it can't be matter because of some reason. And as a result, bin Memela have an Isra Eishasach, that Eishasach can't patter a Tzar. That's the Aloch of Eishasach de Memela. And Rav Kiv Eger was never asking that let the Isra Eishasach of Eishas Levi patter a Tzar. Even though it's there. But he knows that's not a kasha, because Rav Kiv Eger knew Eishasach de Memela. Rav Kiv Eger's kasha was that you also have Eishas Ruvain, because where did that Isra Eishasach go? The only thing that could have been matter was Yibum, and Yibum was never matterit. And because Yibum was never matterit, so that Isra Eishasach is still there. That Isra Eishasach is coming from a free dig in the suin. That Isra Eishasach, this Yibum was never matter. That's a regular Isra Eishasach. It's a prosta erev, like any other erev in the world. And if that's the case, Rav Kiv Eger, let that erev be matter. Pasha, that was Rabbi Kivega's kasha. Kivega's kasha was never Eishas Levi should be matter. Rabbi Kivega's kasha was that Eishas Ruvain should be matter. And if it's Eishas Ruvain, Eishas Achta Bimela is not going to help you. So what do the Lamdim say? So the Lamdim start saying that it could be that being that there's a shaychis between Eishas Ruvain and Eishas Levi, there's some continuation of the original marriage. So if in Eishas Levi it's Eishas Achta Memela, then in Eishas Ruvain it also has to be Eishas Achta Memela. This is already some super duper Lamdis, and we will stop here.